All right, is Doyle standing by?
Yes, I'm
all right.
Here.
This is, of course, the great Doyle King.
The reason we all come to work every day.
Who is in doing traffic with us this week? How's this week gone for you?
It's been pretty good, except for that night me and Grooves went out drinking.
Well, we're going to get right into it.
It was a little tough to get up that morning.
Yeah, now, you propositioned Grooves, though, right? I mean, you walked in and said, let's go drinking.
Yeah, let's go have a couple of beers.
We do have to go out for drinks.
Yeah!
So how'd it go with you and Grooves on your date?
Oh, we had a good time.
It was fun.
Got to second base.
Oh,
oh
nice.
My
gosh. Oh, Grooves is turning red.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
So how did you hook up with... How'd you hook up with the girl at Jack in the Box while you're stoned?
Oh, I don't know. I just asked her, hey, let's get together, you know?
Yeah.
So,
let's get married.
So, well, not exactly, but, oh, God, what a mistake that was. Jeez.
You think?
How long were you all married?
Not a great decision for her, either.
Four months, 5 months, not
that
very...
sounds like love.
Not very long. She ended up... I ended up driving a wrecker, and she ended up screwing, you know, one of the guys from the wrecker service, one of my friends.
Oh,
so,
Lord.
You know, that was no good. Our breakup happened... they played... Ronnie, you may remember this.
Runner's dead, but go ahead.
Okay. Mike.
Ryan. Oh.
They played Bust Forest Lane, where they... put, you know, 20 squad cars out there and 15 motorcycles, and they hauled all the kids to jail. They did that a couple of different weekends.
Right.
I've been driving the wrecker all night. You know, worked all night Friday, all night Saturday. Came home Sunday afternoon, finally, after working most of the weekend, been up for 36 hours or more. Honey, what's for dinner? Dinner? So anyway, she put some beans on the stove and cooked up some hot dogs or something. And the beans, she had them all turned up all the way on high. They're boiling all over the stove. And I said, you know, honey, if you'll turn those down to low medium, they won't burn up like that. You don't like my cooking! Oh, jeez. Please don't start this. I hate you! I've been up all weekend. I don't care! So she goes into the bedroom, gets a Dr. Pepper bottle, and throws it at me across the living room. And then she comes up and kicks me right between the legs. And I don't know if they were both.
So you started maybe getting the idea that she's not the girl for you.
Oh, man, you're not.
I think she found out about the van trip.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they were both off to one side or what, but it didn't hurt when she kicked me. And I reached back. And I probably shouldn't say this, but it's a gut reaction. She kicked me in the balls. You know? Slap! I slapped her so
hard. Okay,
Doyle.
The only time I've ever hit a woman. She kicked me in the balls. Come on. It was instinctive reaction.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay? And it was a long time ago.
Oh God,
I knocked her into a bookcase. It was sharp. It cut her right above the eyebrow. Blood was squirting out.
Come on.